Just sit down. I'll be
ready in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. And say you're on the right road, but you're not sure what the distance is. You might stop and ask how
far it is.
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something that you know that's really unique, you might say, hey.
Hey, you.
Yeah, or you might want to tell them to look. You might say, hey.
Hey, look here a minute.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times to. Just say somebody goes to town, you might say how.
How far it is?
Yeah, or say you want to know how many times he goes there a week, you might say how. How would you ask him that? How?
How long would it take to get there?
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So say that you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say, well, me? Why would you say that?
I don't want to vote for him. He ain't no good.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. This right up here is Collier.
Forward.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. And of course, this is your
ear.
Mm-hmm. Which one? That's your
left ear.
Yeah, and your
right ear.
Mm-hmm. And your
lips, upper lip, lower lip.
And your whole thing is your
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And your
nose.
Yeah. What about
your neck?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the right in there, that part of it.
There's your gills, what I call it.
And if you get something stuck.
Yeah, Adam's apple, I call it that too.
You don't want to get, if you get anything stuck in your.
In your throat?
Yeah, might not.
You're going to choke to death.
Yeah. And you go to the dentist and have him take a look at your.
Teeth.
Yeah, you might say, you might taste it. This one's got it.
Cavity?
Yes, I need to feel that.
Feel that tooth.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh around the teeth, your
gums,
mm-hmm. And as part of your hand is your
palm.
Mm-hmm. And you might say he got mad and doubled up both
fists.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say he shook his
fist at you.
Mm-hmm. And these places right here are
your knuckles.
Yeah, or any place you can bend is your
joint.
Mm-hmm. And upper part of a man's body is his.
Chest.
Yeah, every man wants to have
broad shoulders.
Yeah, and they when they measure the height of a horse, they measure it in what? They measure it in.
You know, I've got hands.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you have a left and a right.
Hand.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You have two
feet.
Yeah, and you might say. My right, what went to sleep?
My right foot went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And if you might stumble over a box and bruise your
shin.
Yeah. And sometimes if you squat down like this, you're squatting on your.
Right on your haunches.
Yeah. And say someone's been sick a while and he's up and about, but not looking real well. You might say he still looks a bit
puny.
Mm-hmm. And. A person who is just big and muscular and athletic, you say he's very.
Very strong looking, built up well,
mm-hmm.
Muscular.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what if you use the term stout, now who would you apply the term stout to?
To a big husky fella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A person is very easy to get along with, you say he's very. If you want to talk about the nature, say, of a person who's really easy to get along with, easy going, you say, he's real good.
He's just a good fellow and easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see.
Got a good temperament.
Mm-hmm. You call that kind of person a pleasant?
Pleasant type person.
Mm-hmm. And what about a clever person? Who would you apply the term clever to?
To somebody that's smart.
When a boy's in his teams, in all arms and legs, you'd say
he's a gangly looking fella.